All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, November 14th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have an 8-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 3-game NHL main slate. We have round 2 of golf. And then we have a 2-game college football slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. We got some questions that came in prior to the show, so we will start there and then kind of see where we go. All right, first question of the day. What happens when you lock a lineup group? Very good question. All right, so let's say I am going to build 500 lineups, and we'll make two adjustments here and kick this off. All right, so just waiting for these lineups. And almost done. All right, lineups ran. So let's say I'm playing 220 maxes, right? For example, we're going to set this up. Okay, I had a 20 max here, and then I'm going to add another group, and then I'm going to do another 20 max, right? And we'll just rank these by Saber score. And we'll put on this toggle. All right. So here, right, I have my lineups in my two groups, right? Well, what happens, right, when I lock this group? So first thing that's important to understand is how exposures work, right? If I were to come in here and maybe I want to play Cade Cunningham, right? I don't like having 0%. So I set a 10% minimum exposure, for instance, right? This exposure gets sent to each group individually. So when you have more than one group, the exposures that you set are getting sent to each group, okay? Well, let's say I turn that off, right? And then I'm back to where I started with 0K'd. If I lock the top group and then I set the 10% exposure, the 10% is only going to be sent to the second group. And what locking does is just an example of what locking does. It makes it so the lineups that are in your set do not change, no matter what happens after the fact. Once you lock that group, those lineups are effectively set in stone. And then any changes thereafter will not be applied to that group. So you do got to be like a little careful here. Notice how it's saying, hey, we can't meet your 10% exposure request. We're only sending there's only two total lineups. The exposures are looking at all of your groups combined. So the exposures think, hey, you know, you only have five, but that's because we only applied it to one group. So this group, right, if I click on this group, has the 10%, and then the other one simply does not. So that's what's happening when you lock your groups. All right, next question. Can you please do a quick walkthrough of how to download CSV files for DraftKings to enter multiple contests at once? Yes. So the big thing here is you want to be signed into DraftKings on the same browser that you are using SaberSim, okay? When you do that, it makes the process way easier. So once you are signed in like another tab, for instance, right? Just open up another tab and sign in DraftKings. You can use this green button in the top left corner, And then you can use this hyperlink that says download template file from DraftKings. What we do is we basically go to DraftKings and we ask them, like, hey, give us the entries that this user is that this user has on this exact slate. Okay. So we're going to know, hey, we want the November 14th NBA main slate, for instance, or the night slate, or the turbo slate, or whatever slate you're playing, right? And then once you use this button, you click it, you're going to get a file downloaded on your computer. And then if you have entries, what you want to do is you want to drag and drop it. So you're going to, you know, take this file, drag it in here, and then drop it in, right? And then it's going to process. And then if you have entries, they're going to populate in this contest section. So that is how you get a CSV from DraftKings to SaberSim. Now there is one thing to be aware of, right? When you go the other way. So let's say, you know, you build your lineups, right? You click save. When you save them, they're going to be available to download from this button up here. Now this part isn't always visible, but just so you guys know, if you right click on this download button, you have this option, open DFS site on download, right? I have it set to off. I think it's set to on by default. What this does is this takes you to the exact page on DraftKings that you need to be on in order to properly re-upload your file. Because on DraftKings, you can do two things. You can upload lineups or you can edit entries, okay? When you upload lineups, you're technically not entering the lineups into your contests. You're almost like uploading the lineups to your account so you can enter them, which is like kind of weird. You always want to use that edit entries option where it will put the lineups into your contest and not make you do any additional steps. So this toggle takes you to that correct page and not that incorrect page. So good to have it on if you aren't aware of where that page is located or have never been there before. So that is a reason for having it on. I do have it off just because I do a lot of like demos and stuff, and I don't need it to constantly be popping me over to DraftKings. All right. Good stuff. Next question. What is the profit you can make on DraftKings before getting restricted from certain contests? When this happens, what do you recommend? Good question. So on DraftKings, I believe the rule is if you have over $1 million in gross profits, you cannot see contests under $3, or you cannot see contests under $5 that have a prize pool less than $25,000. So I believe those are the guidelines on DraftKings. I think on FanDuel, it's different. I think on FanDuel, if you have over net earnings of $50,000, then you cannot see those lower stakes contests. So sites do differ. And then I believe Owner's Box and Yahoo do not have any restrictions like that. Yahoo has like their veteran stuff. I think there's like some certain contests that are like rookie only or veteran excluded or something like that. But I don't know all their guidelines too well. Now, a follow-up to that question is there a profit plan for once you reach that level and are restricted from the soft competition contests? Good question. So I think that there isn't a specific strategy that you want to follow. You could consider playing on FanDuel, right? Get some more action to like some of that low stakes stuff. But as far as like how to set up your contest, right? I actually have a video on this, but I'll talk about it. So we've changed like our contest selection recommendations a bit. I think the way that you want to go about it is by using these filters to kind of decide what to play. So first you need to have like a dollar amount that you're going to play on the slate, right? Like, hey, today I'm going to play, you know, if you're maxed out, I'm going to say, you know, you're playing a little bit more volume. Maybe you're playing like $500 today, right? Okay, so then the first thing I want to do is I do want to set the top prize greater than or equal to my wager amount, which is 500. Okay, so we set that. Then we sort by effective entrance, Okay, we want to focus on contests with higher effective entrants, right? So over 300 to start is like a great number. Obviously, we're excluded from the low stakes. So I'm just going to say greater than or equal to 5 to make this easy. And this would be my starting point, right? Okay, hey, I'm going to play the $5 singles. I'm going to play the $12 singles. These are all single entries, right? So five. So in total, this is 5, 10, 22, 62, 74, 174, right? This is my starting point. All right, well, then let's open this up. Maybe we drop effective entrance down to 200. And we get this $27. Okay, we're still around $200. Drop this down to 100, right? Now I think we got another $100 single. Okay, we're up to like 300, right? And then you kind of just open this up slowly until you get all the action you want. Oh, we actually got the flagship. So we got the flagship and then we got $100. So this would be, you know, obviously like enough here to satisfy your action, right? And even if you wanted to just go top down, like after that $27, you know, I think we had like $300 left. You put 20 entries in the flagship and then you're done, right? So start with these parameters, then you kind of open it up slowly as you go. There is another video talking about this. If you go to the Discord and you go to the Office Hours channel in the pinned messages, setting up contest selection filters in the contest tab. Okay, it walks through basically what I just walked through. But if you want a video that you can reference at any time, you can find that there. All right, good questions. Next one, is there a way to make a position no less than 10 projection in the utility by position? Okay, so I don't know. I think DraftKings has a util. Okay, cool. So you can definitely do this. So what I would say is I would go to the utility, and then I would go to projection. And then what I would do is, I don't know if you want like a specific position. You mentioned position. So maybe I don't want a point guard in the utility who is less than 10 points, right? Okay, what I would do is, first off, I would go to position, right-click on the column. I would go to, let's go like any point guard eligibility. So any point guards here, right? And then I would filter for less than or equal to 10. Okay, so now what I've done is I'm looking at point guards who are less than 10. And this could be, you know, viable for any sport. I'm just using NBA as an example. And then I go, once I set up my filters the way I need to see the players I don't want, right? You want to view the players you do not want. You go and you can uncheck them all at once in the top left corner. Then once you do that, you turn off your filters. And then at that point, you are only left with the players that you do want to consider. So, just setting this up, mass uncheck, and you are good to go from there. So that's what I would do there. All right. Next question. If I want to see all the lineups a player or two are in, how do I make that happen? Good question. So what I would do is use these plus and minus filters, right? Let's say I want to look at all the Luka lineups. Like, hey, you know what? I don't have any lineups here in my set, maybe with Luka or something, or maybe I want to look at them. I want to, you know, analyze them. I use the plus icon on him. It's going to filter my groups for Luka lineups, and then it's also going to filter my pool. So here it's saying, hey, yeah, 5 out of 20 with Luka in group 1, 5 out of 20 with Luka in group 2, and then you have 95 out of 531 in your pool that have Luka, right? When I open these up, it's only going to show me the lineups with him. If I want to view these lineups in a more kind of visual friendly way, I can turn off this use compact lineup view button. Now I can, it's a bigger lineup. It's showing him, hey, I can see him right here. And then I can also do that for my other groups or even my pool. right? And let's say I'm looking through my pool and maybe there's a lineup with him that I like. I can lock it. And then I'm basically telling the builder, hey, I want to use this lineup. And then that lineup will get added to one of your sets here. So that is what I would do to do that. And you can use this multiple players, right? Like say, okay, hey, I want to look at lineups that have Luka and Noah Clowney, right? For instance. And then the more filters, like, hey, this group has none. This group has three. There are 17 in your pool that have that combo. And then you just turn them off after. All right. Next question. I noticed after you unlocked the top lineup group that it went from 2K lineups to 4, but stayed at 10%. Where exactly did the extra two lineups go? Yeah. So with that example, right? So let's go back here. I have this 10% K'd. So it's all just depends on what you're looking at, right? So like when I'm looking at the exposures are going to describe all of my lineups in total as a default, right? So here it's describing 40 lineups. When I lock one and then I set a 10% and then I apply, that this bottom group gets 10% K'd. So it'll get two lineups. So now it's saying, hey, you have two lineups or 5% of, which is 2 divided by 40 is 5%. You have 5% total. When I click on a group, the exposures update to only show that group. So now, because I'm clicked on the bottom group where the 10% got sent to, it looks at only these 20. Now it's saying, hey, you do have 2 out of 20, which is 10%. Now you're meeting this, right? I turn this off. Now I'm back to 5%, right? Because it's looking at all 40. Well, when I unlock this group, it's going to now push the 10% to the top group as well because I've unlocked it. So unlocking it will go back and apply any changes that weren't already being applied. So now this top group now has 10% Cade Cunningham as well. So it got those two lineups. So now I have 2 and 2 for a total 10%. But good clarification. All right, next question. I've cashed in the top 10 in every sport, but NBA, what's going on with the Sims? Like none of my lineups are even min cashing. Yeah, you know, this can happen. I mean, this is hard, obviously, to answer. I don't know how many lineups you're playing. I don't know how often you're playing. You know, I don't know what your lineups look like. So a little bit hard to give kind of general feedback like this. I think a better option would be to probably email our team support at saversim.com and just kind of give us some more information about like what you're doing, what your process looks like, how many lineups you're playing. And then one of our coaches can definitely kind of give you some advice and then we can take the conversation. All right. We do have a quick turnaround tomorrow with the show at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. No worries, Mike. Happy to help out. But yeah, you know, just the more information we can get about what you're doing, the better advice we can give is all. So that's great. And look forward to seeing your email. All right. I'm going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.